Booker cited a 2003 state study showing most serious alcohol-related accidents and fatalities are caused by drunk drivers who've never been arrested before. He accused Lautenschlager of running from the issue.
This is an issue that the Attorney General has a responsibility to lead on. Our current Attorney General has refused to do so because she was looking for evidence. I believe the Department of Transportation study provides that evidence, and I once again call on Attorney General Lautenschlager to join our request to have the legislature seriously look at modifying the penalties for a first offense drunk driver to a crime.
Lautenschlager says she'd support criminalizing first-time drunk driving offenses if the legislature determines the increased cost to the court system in prosecuting the offenders would make roads safer. But she says the study Booker cites doesn't prove that harsher penalties will lead to fewer drunks on the road. She calls it a political knee-jerk reaction.
We should look at getting to the root causes of the problem, not just simply making stiffer penalties and pretending that will make things better, because our evidence in the past on other crimes has been that it doesn't necessarily do that.
Democratic challenger Kathleen Falk has already joined Booker in endorsing harsher penalties for drunk drivers. But Booker's GOP rival, J.B. Van Hollen, has not. He says it would increase the costs of prosecuting drunk drivers and could lead to the need for jail expansions. Lautenschlager says she'd support criminalizing first offenses if the legislature determines the increased costs would make roads safer. Booker claims his decision to raise this issue now has nothing to do with Lautenschlager's drunk driving arrest 2 years ago. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.